real simple little course, and I'm going to try to lead you in it, but you've got the words there, sure the presence of the Lord. And if there's one thing that I want to say publicly that our seniors represent is the presence of God in our lives. It's because of your prayers and your commitment that America is still strong today. So let's sing this. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I want to sing that one more time. And as you sing that, think about, I remember my grandmother was one of the first ones that introduced me to Jesus. It's like when you went in, how many of you know when you went into grandma's house, it was just something special? Amen. It was just something different. It's like if I can get there, everything's going to be all right. And I learned now in my older age, it was the presence of the Lord. So let's sing that again. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen. Amen. And we do thank you today, our seniors, for all that you mean to us. This is a day of honor and a day of dedication to you, to give back to you something that we want to share in our heart. So many times I've had gone to funerals and this thing and talked with loved ones that have passed away. And every time I do that, it's always somebody that says, I wish I'd have told them this, or I wish I'd have told them I love them more, or I wish I'd have told them thank you more. Today's that day. Today's going to be an informal day. I don't really have a long sermon. Don't shout yet. Amen. I just got a few things I want to say, but today's a day of honor, a day that we want to say thank you for what you have meant to us and things that you have done for us and how you've changed our lives, how you've made us a better place. Northview is a better place because of you. And so many times in our society today, there's a lot of things put on youth. And I think every church needs to be balanced and have things for everybody. But it seems like at times, this is just my observation, that you're left out, that everything is focused the other way. But I want you to understand, without you, we would not be here today. Without you laying the foundation, you putting forth the effort that you have done, many of you today in your younger years gave and gave and gave, and you're still giving. And today we just want to give back a little bit to you. We got something that we want to read. My wife found a poem, and I want to ask James, if he will, to come and share that poem with you. It's about a grandmother's apron. Does anybody know what an apron is? Amen. Okay.
All right, I had to pull this up on my phone. It's called Grandmother's Apron. The principal use of Grandma's apron was to protect the dress underneath, but along with that, it served as a pot holder for removing hot pans from the oven. It was wonderful for drying children's tears, and on occasion was even used for cleaning out dirty ears. From the chicken coop, the apron was used for carrying eggs, fussy chicks, and sometimes half-hatched eggs to be finished in the warming oven. When company came, those aprons were ideal hiding places for shy kids. And when the weather was cold, Grandma wrapped it around her arms. Those big old aprons wiped many of perspiring brows, bent over the hot wood stove. Chips and kindling wood were brought into the kitchen in that apron. From the garden, it carried all sorts of vegetables. After the peas had been shelled, it carried out the hulls. In the fall, the apron was used to bring in apples that had fallen from the trees. unexpected company drove up the road, it was surprising how much furniture that old apron could dust in a matter of seconds. When dinner was ready, Grandma walked out onto the porch, waved her apron, and the men knew it was time to come in from the fields to dinner. It will be a long time before someone invents something that will replace that old-time apron that serves so many worthwhile purposes. Remember, Grandma used to set her hot-baked apple pies on the windowsill to cool. Her granddaughters set theirs on that windowsill to thaw. They would go crazy now trying to figure out how many germs were on that apron. I don't think I ever caught anything from an apron except love.
Amen. 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 Isn't that beautiful? That is so beautiful and so true. Think about your life. How many of you seniors today still got your apron? I remember my grandma, she used to make biscuits. And I, you know, don't say nothing, lad. I used to eat biscuits. I know y'all don't believe that, but I used to eat biscuits. And she would just throw that. I mean, she had flour everywhere. But she made some of the best, and she had that apron. And I've seen her, you know, and then when you'd go in there and want to talk, you know, she'd take that apron and she'd rub her hands with it, and she'd maybe knock the sweat off her brow and sit down within that apron. How many conversations were made between you and that apron? How much wisdom was given to us? America's strong today because our seniors plowed the way, and I mean literally plowed the way so that we could have, we're a blessed generation today. We enjoy things today at our fingertips that our seniors had to make happen. For example, getting up and turning the channel on a TV. You know, now we just hit the button or now you just talk and it changes itself. But the things that they taught us, and if there's one thing that I want to share with you, I said I wasn't going to preach today, but there's one thing I want to share. It's found in Joshua chapter 14. Real quick, it talks about Caleb. And you know the story about Caleb and Joshua. You remember God told them they were going to inherit the land, that there was a land flowing in milk and honey, and you're going to have that land. A lot is said about Joshua, and Joshua was a great man of war, a great captain, a great leader. But you know what I believe made him so great? It's because he had a companion named Caleb. He had a companion there that gave him honor and strength and courage. And some beautiful passages in Joshua chapter 14. And it talks about, it says, and Moses aware on that day, saying, sure the Lord, whereon the feet that you have trodden, shall be mine an inheritance and thy children forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord. And this is Caleb. They're talking. And they're debating whether we can take the land or whether we can be anything or not. And if there's one thing that I believe that our seniors have given us is courage. Do you know you are today because somebody spoke that in your life? How many times when you failed that test, or how many times when that first date went sour, or how many times when you felt like giving up, did that senior citizen said, you can do it. I believe in you. And Caleb says, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake unto you this day. And he said, I'm well able to take it. I want to tell you today, thank you so much for giving us courage. For giving us the courage to stand. That's one thing my grandmother, she instilled in me, was courage. You can be. You can do. And today, I want to give an opportunity to all of you to be able to stand. You can come up here if you'd like, or you can stand where you are, or you can sit. But we are honored today to have our seniors. Your hands are wrinkled now. Your brows are wrinkled. You've got a little age on you. A little age. Because I'm getting right there at you. So you got a little age. But there's a lot of years. Do you realize in Northview right now there's a lot of wisdom in this place right now? And because of you, we are who we are. And I want to first of all say thank you. Thank you for the hours and the tears and the never being hungry when there was just enough to go around. Thank you for establishing us and helping us believe that we could take care of our families, that we could be successful. And everything we are today is because you put that in us. And most of all, as that song said, you gave us God. I heard my grandma pray when I didn't know what she was doing. But as time went on, I learned she was talking to an almighty God who was well able to take care of me. And today, I want to give you an opportunity. Anyone who will be first, just stand. As I said, you're welcome to come up here. This is very informal. We're just sitting around the coffee table. And I want you to take this opportunity. Do not leave here today saying, I wish I'd have told her how much I love her, or I told him how much I love him. Don't wait. Don't wait. Now's the time. Who'll be first? Okay.
But one time, I remember particularly this time, she was an invalid, she was in bed, and I went in and I said, Mama, oh, by the way, I had big mamas. I had big mama and little mama. She was little mama. So I said, is there anything I can do for you that makes you feel better? And she said, I'd like to have a bath. I said, I will give you a bath. I don't remember, I might have been in my 20s. I could have done anything.
Amen.
And then I got her powder. And whoo, did we have time? I had powder all over her. That was one of the best days of her life, I think. She really had enjoyed that.
Amen.
But I think of her so often. And she was a good woman. She went to church and she believed in God. And she had a certain touch with him that I've never seen before.
Amen.
Myself an adult yet, but I know that I am. I'm just kind of in denial about it. But as I meet people that are friends with my grandfather, you can see the light that comes with them when you start talking about them. I hope I'm half that.
Amen. Amen.
And I can pass that to my son. And he can pass it to his son. And we're out here cutting the grass. We used to come out to grow tape. We would cut the grass at the church. I would come out looking to help. And there was this tractor just pulling the blades behind it. And I must have been maybe 4 or 5 years old. And he looked at me and said, "Aaron, don't jump on the back of that." Because he knew I wanted to, so bad I wanted to ride it. And so I took off running towards that anyway. And I was a pretty fast kid. He caught me. He caught me like right before he got to it, and he picked me up. He's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah." And man, he put that lesson in me pretty good. To never do that again. And that's how I'll close it out on humorous note. Just to know that he had that gentle hand, but he has a firm hand when needed.
Amen.
Like I said, I'm half that man when I get older for this little guy here.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. Amen. That's tremendous. Don't let this time pass.
She's a senior.
Okay, ARP she is.
You can say that.
50 years old.
So we go way back, because Amy and I go way back, to when I was 16. And I'm not sure she thought a whole lot of me at the time. Not that I blame her. But I will say that over the years, and you know, I went off into service and I come back, that she's been the best mother-in-law I could ask for. And I mean that. I'm not just standing up here saying that. I mean that. And my kid, they absolutely love you. They absolutely love coming over to Jamie's house. Of course, Jamie's a little older now, but I remember when he was just a little guy and he would just run and yell at me. Loved it. And one memory, I could stand up here and talk all day about it, but one memory I have that I want to share is when we were coming back from California, when I had just gotten out of the Navy. And that was around the holidays in 99. And Amy came back at Thanksgiving. And I had to go back for a few weeks and take care of some things. And I was going to be driving across the country in a moving truck right before Christmas on my own. And I pulled up to her house. We were going to be staying with her a while until we both got a job and got money going and all that. And she put us up. But I remember driving in, and it was snowing and all this. And getting out of the truck, hadn't seen Amy for a few weeks. And asking her, how you doing? You probably don't even remember this, but it's always stuck with me. And how are you doing? And her saying, "Good, now that you're here." And it's just a little thing, but that's always, because I believe it. I believe it.
Amen.
It's always stuck with me. And I love you. And I just want you to know that.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen. Amen.
Ha 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 ha!
Amen. That's wonderful.
Everybody knows I'm not here at public speaking, but my mom, on every Mother's Day card, I always make sure that I write in her card, thank you for always being there.
Mm-hmm.
She's always there for us, for the grandkids, for whoever's there, her door's always open. And she's always ready to help in any way that she can. Whenever we were moving her, I'll just tell this one story. She just sold her home and moved into a new place, and I fell, I think, coming in the door or something. It hurt really, really bad. But my mama reached down there and rubbed it as if I was a little child. And it was very touching to me. And just the touch of mama's hand made things better. And I think we'll be in the right moment.
Amen.
Yeah. Bible is 100% true, regardless of whether I was following or not.
Amen.
No, because of mom, because of nobody else. And in anything, like I said, anything, in spite of anything that I've ever done or anything that I've ever been that's not good, it was always in spite of my mom. It wasn't because of my mom. And she's a great mom. She was then, and she is now. And as far as my mother-in-law, when I was 16, I was living by myself. And but I was taking her, and Ma always took me in. I call her Ma. And she always took me in, and I know she probably won't do. But she did.
He was a hippie.
Whatever I was, still trying to figure that out. But I love her. I love her too. And so I had to say those things. And I appreciate everything everybody else has ever said. Aaron, you're a fine young man. But when Aaron was 3 years old, if you'd have told me he'd have been standing or sitting there, I'd say you crazy. That's a wild young man. But I'm very proud of him. I love all y'all.
Amen. Amen. This is so precious, and I tell you, you won't forget it, because it's better to say it now than down the road. We're not in a hurry now, so you feel free to let your heart. Don't leave here today and say, "Boy, I wish I'd said something." This is your opportunity. Amen. That was so precious right there. That says a lot. We want you guys to know that you're not just here. You're what? You're the reason we're here. Somebody else.
Know that he was a good man of God, and I know that he followed.
earliest things I can remember was smelling her cooking breakfast in her kitchen, and I remember used to rolling out the chicken pastry with her apron on.
Yeah.
And that I just remember that little bitty house, you know, that was so small, but we would always have our family, our entire family over there for Christmas, and probably 900 square feet, and maybe at towards the end of it there, probably 30 or 40 people crammed in that little house. And I thought it was amazing that that's where everybody wanted to be. You know, it was kind of uncomfortable with everybody crammed into that house. But that's where everybody wanted to be, was in Grandma and Pa's house on Christmas Eve.
Amen.
As a family, you know. And those are some of the, you know, the sense of family and the importance of family. I feel like I get from seeing that. And you talk to my pa and my granny, and they say, all we want is to have our family here.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
And then my Mimi, one of the sweetest ladies in the entire world. You know, my dad talked about the choices that she had to make, you know, a long time ago. And I thank God that she did. And I thank God for the mama that she's been to my daddy. Because she sure, in my opinion, raised a fine young man. And now my dad, who I consider the best dad in the world.
Amen.
They've always, like my dad said, have always told me about God. I've never doubted and never had to doubt whether there was a God or not, you know. And I think that came from, at a young age, I remember my dad used to study H.A. Ironside, you know, and read those devotionals, and mom would have these little sayings, you know, on the refrigerator, footprints, and so I think that, like you said, the country and the framework of who, you know, of my generation, I've seen it from my parents, and I've seen it from their parents, and it really is true. We had the greatest generation to learn from.
Amen.
In our grandparents, and I'm really thankful for that, and I love everybody here in this church, and I'm thankful for all of the seniors here, and it feels good to be home.
Amen. That was tremendous, tremendous. Anyone else? Amen.
What I mean by that is she's not somebody that likes to be in the limelight. That's why she gave me that stare.
Yeah.
But she's always been very supportive of me. And if I've never said it publicly, I just want to say it now. You have made an impression on me, Ms. Jackson, and I love you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I'm weird if Teresa can speak. I can speak too. We don't like puppets. I just want to say just a few things real quick. My parents had the Andersons go all the way back to the beginning of the church, and my parents have had a big influence from the beginning. My daddy was actually on the committee that designed this church. My mother used to teach Sunday school, and she, of course, was one of the ladies that started making the peanut brittle as a fundraiser for our church. And she did it to the very end. Just when we quit a couple years ago, she worked up until the end. And so they both have a big influence on this church and on my life, of course, all of us Andersons. I wanted to say something about Mrs. Oglesby. She was one of my Sunday school teachers when she was here with Reverend Oglesby. And she was my favorite Sunday school teacher. I learned the most from her. But one thing she did teach me was to respect the Word of God.
Amen.
I remember sitting in our Sunday school class, and we were sitting in a circle, and one of the people across from me didn't have a Bible. And I took the Bible, and I slid it across the floor, and boy, did she scold me for that. She said, "You need to respect the Word of God." That really stuck with me. But James also talked about Marilyn, and I wanted to say something about Marilyn and about all the kitchen women, is what I call them. Garnet and Edna Watson and Marilyn and then Sandra. They are always there to help anytime we have a meal. Anything out there in that fellowship hall, they're usually there. And I appreciate all of them. Marilyn is one that is always here first thing in the morning, sometimes even before James gets here. And ladies, if you have forgotten to make communion, it's usually Marilyn that's done it. She won't say anything, but she usually does it. So I just want to say I appreciate these women here.
Amen.
They work behind the scenes, you know. You don't know what they're doing, but they have helped out a lot through the years.
Amen. Amen. We got a gold medal winner, too. How many medals did you win, Ms. Edna? How many medals did you win?
Win five this year.
Five this year. Yeah. They better look out next year. Next year, you're going for 10. I hear you. Amen. We are blessed. We are so blessed in this church. Amen. And I'm sitting here listening, and I'm so glad that the Lord allowed us to do this service today, because you have blessed my heart. You blessed my family, my wife. We appreciate everything y'all have done, and y'all have laid a tremendous foundation that we are reaping. And we appreciate all the kind comments that have been said. And we do give honor to Miss Oglesby today. I know her. I think your father, your husband, was the second pastor here,
third
pastor. So we do give honor to you and thank you for being here in this service today. And the great work you did, the pioneer work that you did, and all that he did to help it be what it is today. Amen.
I can't believe what I said.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was helping them cut the grass and that sort of thing, and you know, some of the guys probably don't realize the influence they have, but Bob, Ted, Mr. Anderson, all these guys that were there many years ago doing the hard work, they were a big influence. whatever. These guys were there. They worked hard. And, you know, all I knew to do was fall in behind them, do what they did. And that's what I tried to do. I could never do all the things that they have done. They have just been such a great influence. Never turning any opportunity down. I mean, if it needed to be done, it got done. And there were a lot of things around here through the years that have been done. One of the things that stick in my mind, though, is we used to rotate on cutting grass. And we had an old tractor here that was, I don't know what it was, but it, you know, that's what it sounded like. And you'd cut that field, and I mean, it was slow going, but you could cut it. And I didn't know anything about it other than you hopping on it and starting it, and it was my turn to cut it. But I got on that thing, and it was about out of gas, so I went and got me some fuel, put in that thing, and got to cutting, and that thing was getting hotter and hotter, spitting cinders out over the out of the exhaust, and I was trying to dodge them and stay on the tractor, and finally it cut off, and I left it in the field. And Sunday came, and some of them come in and wanted to know who left the tractor out in the field. I said, I left it in the field that, you know, it got hot and it cut off. I couldn't get it started. What'd you do to it? I put some diesel in it, and I went on about my business. And I said, diesel? Well, that's what I learned. All tractors don't take diesel. But they were all very understanding, and they helped me get through those times, and I learned a lot of things to these guys.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? Again, such an honor today to be in the company with such great people that have made our nation and our church and our land a better place. And thank God for, as Caleb felt in his later years, there's still a place and he's still a part. And there's still a place and you still are very, very much a part. And don't ever feel any other way. We need you. Without you, we just can't go on. So I wanted to say that. We want to do one more thing to honor you. Okay.
Over the years, our church has gone through a lot of change. We almost lost Sam and Edna Watson. Thank goodness they came back to us because of something the church was thinking of doing or whatever. The Christian religion, I mean the Christian denomination of Jesus Christ, left us, we didn't leave them. We've had a lot of fundraisers and things of people passing out tracts, passing out bags of things to let people know. We had a community day after we changed denominations. We had a community day, and he involved nice prizes to give away. We had someone got a pony for kids' ride for jumping things. Face painting, there were games, there was a free barbecue sandwich dinner. We had three people show up. One happened to be a cousin that we discovered was a cousin after she got here. She was one of the seniors and a young couple, and they were looking for a charismatic church. And that's fine. I'm thankful that the young people in this church did not believe us. And they stay here, and I'm so thankful for the seniors who stay to keep us grounded. Because charismatic churches are fine, but where do you go when you want that old-time religion, you know, that good fit, and not just a lot of just around praise things. Right, entertainment, as Amy says. And so I thank the seniors for staying here and keeping us grounded. Me, I'm out.
Anyone else? We also want to thank God for the family.
Ronnie, I've worked with some special seniors in the choir and have had very faithful members. We're a very small group now, but I know that the two seniors, Bob Braslow and Shirley Flowers, and I appreciate everyone's support and still pray that that choir can grow.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
I guess seniors, everybody's questioning who the senior is, I suppose. I guess we look at, I got one generation ahead of me that's still on this earth. And I guess we're next in line, but the AARP started sending me stuff when I was 50. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
I'm 55 now, and I know they want to try to get it as early as they can while people are still working.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to honor you with one more thing as we leave here today. We have a meal prepared for you, and what we want to do is we want all the seniors to go ahead and sit down, because I know a lot of you, it's going to be hard for y'all to do because a lot of y'all work whenever we have eatings and that kind of thing. But today is your day, and we want to wait on you. We want to serve you, and so the meal's already been prepared and everything, so everything's waiting on us. So I tell you what I wanted to do. We'll go ahead and say the blessing now so that when everyone comes in, you can go ahead and find your seat. And if some of you guys just let Greg and him know, we've already had the blessing. And then we can, so I'm asking you to stand to your feet, and we're going to have our final prayer. Again, thank you so much for coming. Those visitors today, feel free to please come back anytime and be a part of what God is doing here. And we want to have our prayer, and then we'll have our blessing. Father, thank you today for these precious senior citizens. Thank you for what they've meant to our lives. They have put things in our lives that money cannot buy. Lord, the things that they have blessed us with, you just can't put any words on it. But we're so blessed that our paths have crossed and we have learned even more. Continue to help us, Lord, as one brother said this morning, that we can turn and help our children with things we've learned. Father, we want to thank you for the meal that's been prepared today and for the meaning of this meal. We give this meal in honor of these precious saints who have worked so diligently to build Northview and everyone else. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. Bless this food, Lord, to us, to your service. Bless it, God, and thank you for providing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless all of you.